Blog Talk Radio.
Quiet, please. Welcome to Rex Sykes Movie Beat Conversations with Filmmakers, where we discuss everything film and television. Today, I've got news. We are canceling or postponing the show. My guest has not been available this morning as planned, so we will come back at another time. And in order to find that out, stay tuned to the show, Rex Sykes Movie Beat, when it airs live, usually Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, and 8 a.m. Pacific Time in the U.S. You got to convert that for overseas or wherever you are. So stay tuned there. Also, look at Rex Sykes Movie Beat Friends on Facebook. That will tell you. Twitter, also, if you follow Rex Sykes Movie BT, Rex Sykes Movie BT, you'll get updates, as well as the official web address, REXSIKES, that's my name, RexSykes.com. I apologize that we don't have the show today as normal. But we will. We return next time with Michael Beckner, and we continue the writing. I take that back. I believe I haven't looked at the calendar. Michael's coming back on the 19th, and in the meantime, we will have Peter Marshall. Peter Marshall's coming back with the director series. We have done hours and hours of advice for directors. And from script breakdown and scene analysis for the director and getting his vision up or her vision up on the screen, working with the actors, the casting process, working with the camera, blocking scenes, a host of all sorts of valuable information. You're going to want to go check that out. We're now going to be doing, I believe, episode 29. That's 29 hours devoted to filmmaking from the director's perspective with director Peter Marshall. I know, and we also have a 5 or 6 hour first AD director series with Peter Marshall, so you're going to want to check those out. But after that, on the 19th, Michael Frost Beckner will return with the writer series, and I believe that's episode 3, if I'm not mistaken. And good stuff for writers there. If you're a TV writer, a spec writer, a film writer, a working writer, out of work writer, a wannabe writer, it is. A seasoned writer, it is excellent material, and you're going to want to stay tuned for that. All right, so that's a little bit of the updates. You know, my goal is to always bring you people who are working in the industry, who are in the trenches, and who are doing what we want to do and what we do every day, and that this is their business, this is their profession, and to pick their brains, to get the nuts and bolts of what they do, how they do it, what they recommend, what they would steer us to avoid, so that we can build up our own sensibilities as filmmakers, stand on their shoulders, as the saying goes, and move forward with our career at whatever level we're at. So that's the goal of Rex Sykes Movie Beat. My goal for you is to get you in touch with as many of these people as possible from all backgrounds behind camera in all positions, as well as on-camera talent and celebrities and agents and managers and publicists and the like. So that is my goal. And to connect you up. And my hope is that you will share it, you will spread it, you will help publicize it, you will freely share it to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest and Google Plus and wherever, so that it continues to build our web presence. And while you're listening to the show live, you can join us in the chat room and you can tweet what my guest says or salient points that the guest makes, and you can tweet it to the world. That helps so much. It's also available as a free podcast at the iTunes Store. And whenever you do listen live or archived, you can leave comments at the Blog Talk Radio Player. And you can rate and review the podcast at the iTunes Store. And both those efforts on your part help us greatly. They truly do help us out because it helps promote my guest. It helps create a presence in Google and in the search engines. It makes us more visible. And it makes us more popular. And the goal is to reach as many people as possible. And if you join me in that, since this is absolutely free, I mean, we give it away. We're giving away valuable important, critical information. I hope you like the show, and you're always welcome to ask questions in the chat room or email questions if you look at the website at RexSykes.com, Rex Sykes Movie Beat, if you do the search. You can ask questions, you can email questions, you can ask questions from Facebook, but you can ask questions of the guests, and then we'll ask them on the air whenever possible and get an answer for you. So that's what I like doing. I'm going to do something. I'm going to depart here for the time being. I'm going to do something completely different. I run a page, and I hope you'll stick with me on this, because I'm just going to read you something, a couple posts of mine from this other page, and I'll tell you why, because I'm a firm believer in certain things. And one I want to say is, as filmmakers or as people, you know, from different backgrounds, always keep the faith and believe in the best. Find the silver lining and look for the best thoughts you can have about yourself and about others throughout the day. You know, the golden rule is, you know, do unto others as you would wish them to do unto you. Well, when you put that energy out there, that positive energy, you know, kind of shower them with light and energy and goodness and all that, whether they reciprocate in kind isn't so much the point as it frees you up and it frees your energy up and it allows you to come from a higher and a better place. It's kind of like it unleashes your genius. But it's not just about that, because what if, in fact, it did work and they do reciprocate? The key is that we don't know. I mean, you know, the law of karma is, you know, you do something and you get a response. There's good karma and not so good karma. And the point is, if you go through life and you celebrate, you keep the faith, you look for the best, you look for opportunities, you look for successful, wonderful, happy people, you hang out with the wonderful, successful, happy people, it kind of rubs off. And sometimes as filmmakers, you know, we struggle, we have difficult times, or just as people, we struggle, we have difficult times, we meet challenges, and we let those get us down, and that can drain our energy, and it can suck it from us, and we feel bad, and we feel hopeless, and we give up, and we get defeated. And instead of doing that, stay focused, stay purposeful, keep your mind on what you want. There's a saying, you know, what you sow, you reap. So reap the best. If you sow the best, you reap the best. If you plant the best seeds, you get the best harvest. You know, if you allow circumstances to stop you, you will be stopped. If you allow circumstances to dictate how you think or how you feel, they will dictate how you think and feel. And if they suck, then you'll feel sucky. And it's just not worth it. You can choose to feel differently even when circumstances are bad. And one of the ways you do that is to practice gratefulness. You keep the faith. You think and celebrate the fact that every day is an opportunity to find something small or insignificant or something large that borders on the miraculous for you, that gives you faith, that gives you hope. You know, choose the best feelings you have. If you're depressed, maybe getting angry would be a better feeling to have. You know, if you're angry, maybe getting frustrated would be a better feeling to have. You know, but move yourself from the less than glorious to the more than glorious. Find a way to go from feeling okay to a little bit better, or from bad to a little bit better. And ultimately what you do is you train yourself and you train your mind and you train your feelings and you develop a habit for moving in a direction that is better, that is more positive. And I'm not talking about wishful thinking and hoping and dreaming and that kind of stuff. I'm talking about making a habit of choosing deliberately, in spite of what is going on, to feel the best you can or to think the best or most positive thoughts. Because if you think hateful thoughts, hurtful thoughts, angry thoughts about yourself or others, that's what you get. But if you think, you know, what here might be good? What can I find that might be other than what I expect to find? You know, if you expect that there's got to be goodness somewhere in it, maybe there is. Maybe there's an opportunity hidden that you're not aware of because we're too busy being closed off by our own hurtful feelings or anger or thoughts. So as filmmakers or people, I say keep the faith, you know, believe the best, find that silver lining. What you focus on, you get. You know, what you think about, you become. You know, if you thought about it, if you think about it, if your passion was to be a filmmaker and all you thought about as a young child or whatever age you were about, I got to make movies, and now you are, whatever level of success you have, whether you're successful or not successful, you became what you thought about. In other words, you began to realize some of your dreams. And so same thing is true if you think angry, hostile thoughts, you become angry and hostile. If you think happy and wonderful and thankful and grateful thoughts, you become happy and wonderful and thankful. And you're better equipped to go through life and your career if you're feeling fabulous than if you feel sucky. So, you keep the faith, you believe the best, you find the silver lining, you remember that what you focus on, you get, and so you look for the best, and then you'll find it. You focus on the worst, and well, you know, there you are. So aim high, and keep the faith, and believe the best, and look for that silver lining, and guess what? You'll find it. And it may take a little bit of time. I'm not saying anything is instant or immediate. It's not like instant on television. You know, it's not like high-speed internet where, boom, you know, you suddenly got an answer to your Google Quest. There may be some lag time. You know, just like when you plant a seed, you plant it at a certain time, and it takes a certain amount of time for it to grow into a plant. So plant positive seeds in your career and in your life, and they will grow, and they will develop. See, I'm a firm believer that you practice what you need when you don't need it, okay? You do what you need to do for later on. It's like practicing a football or rehearsing or blocking on a stage. You know, you rehearse it so that when the time comes, you know the moves, you know your lines, and you deliver it at that moment as if it were the first time ever as an actor. You know, or a football player delivers what they have practiced so that when the going gets tough, you get what you practice. When it becomes critical, you have it as a skill. You can, and if you make it a habit and you do it so often and so frequently, you wire it in, it becomes unconscious. It's like driving. Driving at one time was an incredibly difficult task. One, you first didn't know you could do it, and then you found out that it was driving, and you learned that, whoa, my God, I could do that maybe someday, I hope, or whatever, or you feared it. Then you went through the process, and you had to talk yourself through it, and it took a while, and then ultimately, now you drive, and your mind's on all sorts of other things, but you're still driving. And here's the key about driving. When you're driving down the street and you think you're going in a straight line, you're actually not going completely straight. You know that you're kind of shifting the wheel a little left and right to stay in the center of the lane. That's what I'm talking about. If you steer yourself back to center repeatedly throughout the day, if you find the best feeling and throughout the day you steer back to that best feeling or that best thought and you steer back. Sometimes you go right, you steer back to the feeling, the good feeling. Sometimes you go left, you steer back to the good feeling. And you keep doing this. Pretty soon, if you do it repeatedly throughout the day, and you do it 30 days, 60 days, 90, you build it as a habit that when things go awry, you steer back to center. You steer back to the best that you have. So again, I'm a firm believer that you practice when you don't need something so that you'll have it when you do need it. You practice a skill such as meditation or directing your mind to the best thoughts repeatedly, or choosing the very best feelings, or looking for the silver linings or gratefulness repeatedly each day as often as you can consistently to develop the habit. And with whatever challenges that do occur, because they will come up throughout the day, because those are opportunities to strengthen and to trust and to rely on the positive habit that you're working on developing. So whatever comes up, when you become aware and you go, oh, wait, you know, I'm sucking into this. I'm like a fish dangling on the hook. I swallowed the bait. I'm feeling less than glorious. You just steer back to the positive. You train yourself to come back. And yes, some days it's going to be harder than other days, and some days it's going to take longer for you to become aware that, oh, wait, I got to steer back. But you keep doing it, and eventually you come back to center. You come back to the best feeling or the best thought. So, and then celebrate. Celebrate the awareness. Celebrate the fact that you did it. Celebrate the tough times. Celebrate the tough times. Become really thankful as a filmmaker, as a person in any walk of life, about the tough times, about the failures, the rejections, because you know what happens when you do? Most people give up when it gets tough. They abandon their purpose or their effort. They abandon their goals and their dreams, and sadly, they opt for defeat. Now, most defeat is only temporary. In other words, most things that happen to us are little stumbling blocks, little roadblocks along the way. But it becomes permanent defeat when we stop, when we give up, when we abandon what we were doing. But when you repeatedly condition yourself for the most wonderful and the best good and the ability to choose and stay focused, then you have that as an added resourcefulness, as an added resource, and to be resourceful in your career and in your daily life. This is about living and growing and developing, about making film, about raising children, about being the best at whatever you are, doctor, dentist, it doesn't matter. You know, it's what most people don't do is celebrate the challenges. They don't appreciate the tough times. We try to run from them. We try to escape them. We try to avoid them. We ignore them. We get depressed about them or angry about them. We blame them for how we are, or we blame others, instead of going, wow, you know, this is an opportunity for me to rise to the occasion, to discover what else may be there, to steer my mind and my behaviors and my feelings back to the very best I can, and to learn something, and to go forward, and to not stop, but to move again. Most challenges and defeats have a seed of a hidden opportunity in them, and certainly a life lesson of some sort. But we have to be willing to look. And most people will not do that, but rather they fall victim to their feelings and how circumstances dictate. Because they think, I got to feel bad because life's bad. I got to feel bad because the economy sucks. I got to feel bad because there's wars. I got to feel bad because, you know, I don't trust my politicians. I got to feel bad because my girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife or partner or whatever treats me the way I don't like. Or, you know, I mean, we put our feelings on what's going on in the world. I got to feel bad because my movie wasn't accepted into Sundance. I got to feel bad because, you know, it's not delivered on time. And you don't. Yes, you can. And yes, most people do. And most of us fall victim to that. But we don't have to. And the reason we don't have to be a victim to our feelings or circumstances is just because we haven't learned that there are other possibilities. There are other things that we can learn to do. We can be in control, but, you know, what most of society and most of everything says is that others control us, and then we grow up thinking that way. We don't go, oh, wow, I can choose to feel differently right now. I could choose to be happy instead of sad. In other words, if life throws you, you know, the old thing, if life throws you lemons, make lemonades. Well, let's say life throws you a hard time. You can choose to be sad and upset and sick and tired, or you can choose to be happy and grateful and energetic and intelligent and be a genius thinker, a solution-focused thinker, and figure out the way out of it. So it's a choice. What choice do you want? So I say aim for the best and figure out how to get back to the best each moment whenever you have to. And you practice it when you don't need it as much. So when times are okay, you know, like a day-to-day life, that's when you do it, right? And as times get tougher, you keep it going. You have to persist. And it'll be a little harder, I'm sure, but you have to persist. Because when you don't, if you give up, then guess what? You've done what everybody else has done. You've given up. You've abandoned it. You haven't made it a habit. You're not allowing, you know, your resources to come to bear in new situations. And because people give up and they haven't learned another possibility, they've not yet learned that they can be happy or positive or even feel good when things are tougher or at their toughest. And the only way to learn to be able to succeed at doing it is to begin doing it. And to keep doing it. I know people out there going, oh, no, I could never do that, or, oh, Rex, you're full of crap, or whatever. There are all sorts of reasons and excuses why not to. You know, skepticism, hey, that's fine. It's okay to be skeptical. And maybe the time isn't right for you yet. Maybe sometime it will be in your future. Who knows? Because we don't know what the future brings. We don't know how tomorrow will be different, or we don't know what seed gets planted will grow later. But the key is to do it, to begin doing it, and keep doing it. It is a lifelong process, and it means taking the time and making the effort, no matter what. Starting small, I'm a firm believer in baby steps, and taking each step and moving forward as slowly as one does, and also treating oneself gently. In other words, when a baby is learning to crawl and you're the proud parent, you encourage and you nurture, and the baby falls and the baby trips, baby stumbles. You don't get angry at the baby for not walking. You cut it some slack. You go, oh, come here. Okay, better time. Come on, do it again. And that's how we should treat ourselves. Instead of treating ourselves the way some of us treat ourselves, really harshly or badly, or blaming ourselves or yelling at ourselves or hating ourselves or doubting ourselves or whatever, become like a proud parent, like a baby. Treat yourself like as if you were a child. Give yourself some credit. And nurture yourself into moving forward gently. If you screw up, you screw up. Who cares? It's a screw up. I'm not saying there aren't consequences. I'm just saying, who cares? If you care and it makes you angry at yourself, all you're doing is beating yourself up. If it gives you an opportunity to say, you know what, hey, you screwed up. Okay, better luck next time. Let's see what we can do. What did we learn from that? You know, what are the best feelings I can derive in this moment? How can I move forward? What do I need to do to not have that happen again? What solutions can I come up with? It gives you a clearer sense of being able to find the necessary resources, the talents, the abilities, the skills, or the directions you need to have and or travel in, because you're not busy being consumed by anger or energy. You can even say, hey, thanks, I'm glad I screwed up, because now I don't have to do that again. You know, in other words, I've kind of got it out of my system, and I can learn from it and move forward. Thank you for that challenge, because, you know, without it, I wouldn't be the person that I can be. And if you're thinking, you know, this sounds like, you know, syrupy kind of positive thinking stuff, it truly isn't. You know, the fault of positive thinking is just saying positive no matter what. What I want you to do is learn that there's a practical way of thinking powerfully and feeling powerfully. It's not wishful thinking. It's not going, I wish it would rain money on me, and sitting in your room wishing for something. This is training your brain and training your body and training your abilities to focus like a laser on the best parts of life and the best parts of self and on the best parts of solutions and on the best way to make things happen, so that you can make them happen and so that you can more quickly and easily and readily attain and accomplish your goals. And so that while you're working toward that, it's the most wonderful experience it can be, instead of the most arduous, tiring, draining, boring, hard, sad, frustrating time. It's a choice. It's like you can get dog crap or you can have diamonds. You can have dog crap or you can have diamonds. You can have dog crap or you can have diamonds. I opt for diamonds. I hope you too do will as well. So the only way to learn it, to be able to succeed in doing it, is to begin doing it and keep doing it. It is a lifelong process, and it means taking time and making the effort no matter what. And starting small if you need to is perfect, and then treating yourself gently as one does through time as a child, and whether you're moving forward or not, congratulate yourself. You know, if you screw up, you say, okay, thanks, I'm learning. If you do it right, you go, thanks, that's cool. And you encourage oneself instead of blaming yourself and instead of blaming others. Now, I'm not going to kid you. It's not easy. It's not impossible. It's certainly not impossible. It requires dedication. And it is life-changing for the very best. But one has to decide to do it, commit to doing it, and persist in doing it. And when you do, you will reap the benefits of what you repeatedly sow, because we do get what we focus on, and we do become what we think about. What thoughts occupy our head determine our states of being, how we feel, how we behave, what we do, and what we think. So think the very best thoughts, and look for and find the very best feelings, so that you fill your life up and your being up with that. And from that place you operate, and from that place you move forward, and from that place you go into the world and you work to make your dreams come true. And will the world suddenly be a different place? Absolutely not. But your response to the world will be different. The kind of clarity you have, the kind of focus you have, the kind of ambition you have, the kind of confidence you have will be greater and better and more useful to you. And so you will benefit by doing and benefit by being these things and having these things. I am absolutely convinced that it's worth it. I've been doing this for years. I mean, you know, and working at it and sticking with it. And it hasn't always been great, and it hasn't always been successful, and it hasn't always, you know, I mean, there are times when times are down or I'm frustrated or I'm a different. You know what? But you come back to it. Is again, you come back to it. You return and you allow yourself the permission to screw up and to get back on track. As the saying goes, if it's going to be, it is up to me. And so we decide, and we each decide, and we make our own choices. And that's how, you know, the entire thing works, is by what we decide, what we choose to do, and how we choose to do it. So the only way to learn it is to be able to, and to be able to succeed at doing it, is to begin doing it and to keep doing it. That's the point. So celebrate the tough times, because that's when most people give up and abandon their purpose, right? Because they haven't learned another way. But when you learn another way that you can be happy or positive or feel good even when things are tough or toughest, that in and of itself is a great thing. But again, the only way to learn and succeed at doing it is to do it and to keep doing it. Again, it's a lifelong process. It's taking the time and making the effort no matter what, doing it small, doing it big, doing whatever it is, and nurture it and encourage oneself and not blame oneself and then move forward and to not blame others. Now, again, I'm not going to kid you. It's not easy. It's not impossible, and it requires dedication, and it is life-changing for the very best. But you got to decide, you got to commit, and you got to persist. I'm repeating myself because it's important to hear it again and again. If you listen to this over and over again every day, not because I'm saying it, but because we need to hear the message again and again, use it as your own inspiration. It is life-changing for the better. You will hear different things. All right, and so you reap what you benefit. I mean, you will reap the benefits of what you repeatedly sow, because we do get what we focus on and we do become what we think about. So as the saying goes, I just said it, if it's to be, it's up to me. So we need to decide and make our own choices. It's the ability to celebrate and be grateful in light of whatever's going on that makes for us an incredible difference. And if one can celebrate it only when it's fun and easy and the good times, that's halfway there. I mean, that's a good start, but there is more in life that we can celebrate when we discover how and when we make it a habit. From gratefulness and celebration, we are better equipped to meet whatever challenge there is than if we're fearful, angry, depressed, and feeling bad. We just truly are. And you know, sometimes go out and walk and just look at the world and think, what a wonderful, beautiful place, and take a walk. You know, if you're frustrated or you're angry or you're upset or you're depressed or you're sad, go walk. They say if you're depressed, go work in a garden. But go pay attention to nature. Look off in the distance. Do something that you don't normally do in a healthy way, because it's the world out there. It's gorgeous. Find the things that you appreciate and celebrate. If you want life to change, you have to change things in your life. You just got to change things. They can't be the same, and you can't expect a different outcome. So if you want to change things in your life, you have to change things in your life. And in doing this, you are making some positive changes. There's something else, and that is if you always say what you have, if you always currently validate what you have, if you say, I'm broke, my life sucks, I don't have money, I don't have a car, or my car sucks, or my movie wasn't accepted, and if you always say what you have, you will always have what you say, because you're endorsing it, you're validating it, you're going, this is what it is. And there's another way to think about it. Say what you want and focus on what you want and focus on how you can make that happen. In other words, plan how you can do it in a positive way. Stick with it. Be dedicated with it. Keep it in mind. This movie doesn't get into Sundance. Maybe another will. You know, in other words, keep working at your goal. Just don't give up. Just don't abandon the cause. Be flexible. Change your plan if you have to. But don't abandon the goal, right? But if you always say what you always have what you say. So start saying what you want, and someday you'll have it what it is that you say. If you validate the present, you can validate the wonderful things of the present, that's great, and make room for more. But if you always say what you have and validate the present that is less than glorious, you will always have a less than glorious present. If you validate the future in terms of what you want, that is positive and healthy and optimal, then you can work toward that and accomplish that and receive that. I'm not saying it's going to magically appear for you, but you find a way to do it because you have hope, you've got dreams, you've got persistence, you're consistently working, you've got passion, you've got enthusiasm, you've got energy, you're thankful, you're learning, you're growing, you're changing, you are becoming a better person, a better talent, a more skillful thinker. You have directed your brain back to center to choose the best for yourself. You've chosen the best feelings. And so while circumstances may not change, think of it this way. If the world never changed and everything around you sucked, would you rather feel dog crap or would you rather feel wonderful? If everything around you were falling apart, you could still feel wonderful. For me, that is an incredible choice. It doesn't mean you don't feel compassion or empathy. It doesn't mean that you laugh at the faces of people who are hurting. I'm not going there. I'm saying the circumstances don't have to dictate how you feel. Disappointment doesn't have to rule one's life. You can be and think and do another way. Anything is possible when you give yourself permission, when it's okay, and you allow it. You can do it in another way. And when times are hard, they'll be hard. But you'll find a new energy arising in you, a new hope, a new insight, new abilities that you didn't otherwise have or couldn't access, couldn't find inside yourself because we're too busy being caught up in paying attention to the way things were. Now you can pay attention to how things can be and how you can architect and engineer and design them to be that way in positive ways. It's like if you want to go on a vacation somewhere, if you know where you're going, you can find all the different paths to getting there. And some take a long way and some take shorter ways. Some are arduous and some are easy. But the more ways you have to get there, the more possibilities for adventure and exploration there are. You can always travel a well-worn path, or you can always take another route. So it's about increasing your options and your possibilities, your abilities, your talents, your insights, making you more creative as a talent, as a thinker, as a person, filmmaker or otherwise, actor, screenwriter, doctor, lawyer, parent, teacher, fireman, policeman, whatever walk of life you're in or whatever your passions are. You can choose to make a difference in your own life. You can choose to be happy and healthy and positive. You can choose to be a contributing, generous, wonderful person with other people. You can choose to be a good friend. You can choose to bestow on others the most positive feelings. Because I think when you do, life does change. If you fill your thoughts with hate and distrust and animosity toward strangers, people in power, people you know, it doesn't do anything to them but harm ourselves. It's an energy zapper. It drains us, and it is debilitating. When you fill yourself with hope, and when you fill yourself with hope, you become more alive and more expressive, more energetic. You put that out there. You're more charismatic, you're more attractive, people can see it. And don't you really want to attract the kind of people who can help you and whom you can help? The kind of people who would be a benefit to be around and the people whom you could be a benefit? Well, you are when you're more positive and when you're confident and when you feel powerful inside yourself, not power over people, but powerful inside yourself, when you feel that this way, more people are attracted to you. Because you're not an energy vampire. You're an energy giver. So create your karma, create your good things, create your feelings, and make your dreams come true. Get your projects completed. But make your movies and whatever you do in life. But do it from a place that is so wonderful that it's the fun and it's the thrill, and you'll get them done easier in many ways, or sooner in many ways. Or no matter how tough or how long it takes, the journey will be more pleasant in many ways. It's your life. It's the one you got. Make it wonderful. Make this experience sumptuous. Make it like going to a buffet and finding all the wonderful things you want. And those things you don't like, walk away from them. Think about that for a second. If you go up to a buffet and you look at a food item and you taste it, you go, oh, I'm not going to eat that. You don't spend your whole day thinking about it and complaining about it and worrying about it and all that kind of stuff. You just put it down and you go and find something you like and you eat that and you enjoy that and you focus on that and you go get something else that you like. Same thing in life. Tough times are going to come up. Situations are going to come up. Okay, acknowledge it and then move on to something better. You know? Focus on what you want, because what you focus on is what you get. If you focus on the problems and the issues and what's less than glorious, it only keeps it alive that much longer. There's things that you have to accomplish and do. You accomplish and do them and move on. And do it from a power place, a wonderful place, a joyous place. Do it from somewhere of well-being, because, again, as you do that and when you do that, you end up with so much more than when you do it from a place of anger, envy, jealousy, wrath, depression. All right, well, I have talked enough. The show went on. I've given you some of my thoughts. I have a page on Facebook called the Daily Inspiration and Gratitude. You can find that on Facebook. I have some blogs that are coming. But this is another part of my life that a lot of people don't know about that I haven't really shared on the air. I do training and seminars and speaking around the world. I coach and I consult as life skills and business, and also in filmmaking and in acting. But really, take this time to have a marvelous life and to make it the life you want, and to become enthusiastic about the opportunities that are in front of you. And I'll continue bringing you shows, and you can find my other works and this kind of stuff if you're interested. You know, like I said, a Daily Inspiration and Gratitude on Facebook, or otherwise you can go to IDEA Seminars, IDEA Seminars, .com on the internet and find out some more about other things that I do. But make your life wonderful and complete your projects and do all those great things that I know you can do, and share it with the world and have fun doing it. And then come back and join us on the 19th, or I'm sorry, on the 12th, our very next show with Peter Marshall. And then on the 19th with Michael Frostbechner, and we'll have more movie beats coming up. And again, all of these are available as podcasts at the iTunes store. And if you like this, I'm happy. If you don't like it, I'm happy. Okay? If you share it, I'm happy. If you spread it around, I am happy, all right? Because I'd love to get the word out there, and I'd love more people to feel good about themselves and to accomplish what they want to accomplish and to make all their dreams and their hopes come true and to contribute to others in ways that go beyond anything we can imagine, to celebrate family and friends, to be kind to strangers, and to make this world a better place, because we can, one person at a time. So have a great day. I'm sorry that my guest wasn't there, but I've enjoyed talking to you. It was a moment burst of inspiration I thought I'd share with you, and have a great one, all right? Until we meet the next time, that is a wrap.